This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Maria Waz. First name is Maria, M-A-R-I-A, last name is Waz, V-A-Z, Waz. Date of birth 5/27/1959. This letter is being written to Dr. Philip C. First name is Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P, last name is C, T-S-E-C, T-S-E-C. Address 373 South Redwood Avenue, San Jose, California, 95128. Telephone number 408-261-3739. Fax number 408-261-3737. Dear Dr. Philip C., P-H-I-L-L-I-P, last name C-T-S-C-C. Thank you for asking me to see this 64-year-old female in allergy consultation. Period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. Maria claims to have allergies for a very, very long time, and then recently she has gotten exposed to some molds and is possibly experiencing some symptoms, period. She brought over a mold report, and I am really not sure what to make out of it, but it seems to me that there are some mold counts done in different parts of her home, and there is an obvious interpretation that is being mentioned on the basis of the mold counts, period. Maria says that she may be allergic to molds and has seen some black mold in her house, period. Her symptoms are rather vague and multiple, period. She claims to have recurrent sore throats and occasional fever, treated with antibiotics in past, period. She also has itchy eyes, burning throat, occasional swelling. She claims to be sensitive to dogs and cats, period. She has occasional cough and itchy and gritty eyes, period. There are some non-specific rashes, period. There is some cough and stuffiness, period. She seems to sleep well and has decent appetite, period. There is occasional tight chest, and for which she takes a Proventil inhaler, period. She has used that very, very infrequently in the last many months, period. She was seen in O'Connor emergency room with chest pain, some breathing difficulty, and rapid heart rate, and I believe she was told that this is possibly due to anxiety, but I'm really not sure. I'm really not sure what the exact diagnosis is, period. She has been tested for allergies almost 15 to 20 years ago and may have received some shots, period. She has seen many other different doctors here and in Brazil for these kinds of problems, period. She claims to have multiple allergies, period. She wanted to be tested for CIRS, capital C, capital I, capital R, capital S. And this is chronic, and this means chronic inflammatory response syndrome, period. I told her I have no idea how to test for it, and I am not even aware of who will test her for this particular problem. She was relieved to hear that this is not a very definite entity, period. She also claims to be allergic to iodine and some other iodine and cannot get and cannot get contrast medium medium studies, period. Because of multiple symptoms, I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. I talked about what allergies in scientific interpretation mean, and what perhaps mold sensitivity or what mold sensitivity means, period. I told her these are two different things and one could experience similar symptoms, period. She also claims to be allergic to bees. She also told me that she might be allergic to saliva and her sweat, and I told her there are no available tests that I could perform to validate that particular statement, period. As you know, she's taking some homeopathic medicine and some other natural herbal things, and they seem to be quite helpful, period. She has taken some Claritin with some benefit, period. Her examination was completely normal. Thus, ruling out was completely normal. Pulmonary function testing revealed a mild restriction, but no other abnormality was identified, period. Skin testing revealed mild reactions to number one, grasses and a few trees, period. Specifically, she did not exhibit any positive tests to molds, pets, and mites. And foods, period. This was discussed with her, and she was relieved to hear that she does not have any significant mold allergy, period. My final diagnosis, history of minor allergic rhinitis, number two, many non-specific symptoms and possibly mold sensitivity, and my treatment plan, number one, Allegra 180 milligram as needed, number two, she can use Flonase and Petronal eye drops for any allergy symptoms if needed, number three, I've asked her to see you for any ongoing follow-up and general well care, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on Maria Voss.